TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. New rule on Fridays, we roll. You can come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show, and you can bowl as well. And this is the best destination in town here for entertainment on Friday and Saturday. They've got live music and bands. It's going to be terrific. Another awesome weekend here at River City Roll. Joining us right now on the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from CBS 6, it's Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. How's everybody?
Doing good, and I want to start with the local college football team that's in the top 25, and that's Virginia. Did you see this coming for Tony Elliott and the Hoos?
It's hard to see stuff like this coming for two reasons. I don't want to say hard. I want to say unexpected isn't probably the right word either, but it's a little tough to completely know something like this is going to be coming when A, the track record has not been there for the last 3 or 4 years, and B, you know, over 50 new players on this team, which is going to be more of the norm moving forward. And we've talked about that, you know, ad nauseum here on your show, but you could see that they got players in here that had something of a track record of success before. You never know if they can do it at this location, at this level, week in and week out. So I didn't see it coming, but not because of anything against Tony Elliott and his staff, only because, you know, college football has just become such an unknown until, you know, a program can get a track record of proving itself.
Yeah, I'm with you. And when I was at ACC kickoff, I was impressed by Chandler Morse, and Tony Elliott seemed to have confidence in the work that he did in the transfer portal. So I thought the offense was going to be solid. I didn't expect the defense to be this good. And you look, well, Florida State scored 38 points. Yeah, but they were 6 of 15 on third down. And when Virginia's defense needed a stop to get the ball back to Chandler Morris, who had 3 interceptions, it seems like they were able to get that big stop. How important is this game now for momentum to go to Louisville and try to, you know, double down on what you did already at home against a good squad?
For all those reasons, and for the reason that it is the next game on the schedule, and that's what Tony Elliott would tell you, that's what he tells his players, it's the most important game because it's the next one. But you're right. You know, you want to make sure that people don't think that the win over Florida State was just because you had them at home, because you're on national TV, because you got more up for the game, you know, you caught them on a bad night. You don't want any excuses, and the more you stockpile wins, the more those excuses start to disappear.
Lane, I'm also holding out faith here and holding out for a prayer that Virginia Tech will stay playing well also here under Philip Montgomery. They've been able to run the ball. I think that's the big thing. Tyrion Stewart getting back healthy. Everybody was hyping him up this offseason, and then we didn't see him during the losing streak during the first three games of the season here. So what are you thinking about Virginia Tech going at home to take on Wake, who nearly beat Georgia Tech? I mean, Wake is not a team you can sleep on.
No, and you would hope that Montgomery got his guy. You would hope that that got his guys' attention by, you know, how close they played Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech still has, if you look at their injury report, there's a lot of names on it. I don't know how much those names would have or would not have or have already contributed to whatever they've done this season. But I just know that any team to have any kind of success needs depth. And Virginia Tech has a lot of guys that are, you know, either nicked up or banged up or not playing or, you know, may not be 100%. But this is one, you know, you would think that they could get, right, based on how they played last week, based on a little bit of momentum, based on a lot of the positive energy that has come around the campus this week with, the announcement of the passing of the funding measure. They just announced their new search committee to find a head coach. It's got three prominent former football names on it. You would hope that they would get swept up in a little bit of that optimism and that it would carry over onto the field Saturday.
Yeah, I was going right there next with the next question about this committee. Love to see Bud Foster on the list there. I had a feeling Bruce Arians was going to be involved and needed to be involved. And then how about our guy Eddie Royal as well? What do you make of that, an eight-member search committee to find the new head coach?
Well, the first thing I make out of it is that they've kind of taken it out of Whit Babcock's hands because –
yep.
This is your highest profile sport on campus. It's the one that has built so much of your campus and so much of the surrounding area. And every athletic director has a list of five names for every sport in his top desk drawer, at least he should. Whether or not Witt's five names are going to get in front of this committee, whether they're going to consider who, I'm quite sure they're going to consider his input. But the fact that, you know, they and schools are going towards search committees. I mean, this isn't all on Witt and it's not all on this situation because they will hire outside firms to do this. Well, Tech hasn't hired an outside firm. They've hired insiders, people that have been on the alumni board, people that know the university, people that know the community, and people that know the program. It kind of spreads, it kind of distributes I don't want to say liability, but this is everybody's going to be making this decision. So when they come to a decision, you'll know that there was probably quite a bit of haggling over whatever the final name is that they come up with.
Yeah, and like you said, it's people who care about the program, and that's the most important thing because you could have seen, like you said, you know, a third party, an outside company that doesn't understand the history. These are people that care about the program and are desperate to see it have success once again. What you got coming up on Final Score Friday? I saw Highland Springs, big win over Phoebus, right?
Yeah, that's a statement win for them. First time in 9 years that the Phantoms have been shut out, and they just had their I think it was a 33-game winning streak they just had snapped last week. And Highland Springs kind of needed that. They were only 2-2, and I say only 2-2. There's, you know, a whole handful of teams in this area that would love to be 2-2, but that's not what we have come to expect from a Lauren Johnson team. They went down and made a statement in that game, winning on the road, beating a team that beat them last year, and kind of turning things around, not just offensively, but more importantly, defensively. So that's one game. We've got a Baker's Dozen games tonight, including the first ever matchup between Thomasdale and Meadowbrook when both teams have been undefeated this late in the season. We're going to find out, you know, how good Meadowbrook is against that dark zone defense. And we're going to see if the Monarchs can, you know, take a little step up in competition this week. Also, we got our first look at the sod over at Carmax Park. They got grass down in there. There's green inside that giant construction site. We got to take a look at that this morning, and that really hammers home what this park is really going to look like when we get there next spring.
Yeah, no, absolutely cannot wait for that. Let's get to the Washington Commanders, who are in L.A. to face off against the Chargers. First off, I love that Dan Quinn sent them out there early. He mentioned to the media that they had this plan during the offseason. Everybody's been saying, well, they're trying to create the magic again, or recreate the magic from that trip from Cincinnati to Arizona. They need a win, and they need their first road win to come against the L.A. Chargers here. My question for you is, will Jaden Daniels play with a brace on his knee? Do you think he should? Because I know fans are going to immediately think of RG3 if they see him with a brace out there.
Yeah, and it's logical to say that, but or to think that. I mean, I don't know. It's his level of comfort versus what the medical people would like him to do to prevent further injury. You know, he's never done it before. He has to get comfortable with it. You want to make sure that you're protecting the athlete while not diminishing his God-given abilities and what makes him your starting quarterback in the first place. You know, I don't know. I really don't know the severity of his knee injury. I know it was severe enough to keep him out of two games. So I would think to avoid, you know, that number growing this year, I would think you put him in the knee brace even for the first half. If at halftime he comes in and says, I can't play with this thing, take it off, then you take that into account. But he's worn it all week in practice, and I think he, you know, he's got to give it at least a half just to be on the safe side.
You know, I want to ask you about the defeat to Atlanta. I mean, how shocking was that performance to you? Did it at any point change your thought about Dan Quinn or the direction of the organization, or is it just one bad defeat?
You know, I obviously they were favored to win. I thought they would win. I didn't think much of the Falcons going into that game. But, you know, I don't know how anybody even tries to make money betting on the NFL because the teams, I mean, like Frank Beamer used to say, they got scholarship kids on their roster too. And the Falcons are a professional football team. They were at home. They probably got up for that game because they might have taken a look at Marcus Mariota and said, you know, we're going to beat him. We don't have to deal with Jaden Daniels. There's a million things that go into why a team wins and why another team loses each week. I thought the Commanders should have won that game. I think Mariota's more than capable of winning a game like that, and he put up, what did he put up, 27 points, which normally should be enough to win. So I think, you know, the secondary, we've been hammering on this. What have we been talking about all offseason and even all last year? The offensive line and the secondary. Offensive line, I think they finally have that somewhat solidified, but the secondary still has a lot of questions. Ones that they would really like to get sorted out before they face a guy like Justin Herbert on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just worried anytime somebody throws in the direction of Marshawn Lattimore. Lane, really appreciate the time, man. Always fun.
Have a great weekend, Adam. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll take our first look here at the opposition on Sunday. The LA Chargers on the Commander's Corner coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Joining us right now, it's Moneyline Mac. Look who's just walked into the private room, the party room, here at River City Roll. He's going to join us to go around college football with our best bets of the weekend. But, Mac, I actually want to start with the Commanders going to L.A. and Washington getting Jaden Daniels back for this game here. I said earlier, I don't really want to see him in a brace because that's going to remind me of RG3.
Yeah, I agree with that, and good to be here on a football Friday, by the way. And I don't really like the spot because you get the Chargers coming off that embarrassing loss with the Giants. I wish they were coming in 4-0, fat and happy.
Right.
But now you know Harbaugh's going to have those guys licking their chops to get back out on the field. So, I mean, I think we've talked about it over and over. We're playing the long game. I mean, Jaden's going to be good for a long, long time. So, I hope he doesn't have a brace and he's able to move around and, most importantly, stay healthy.
Yeah, it'd be a great time for Washington to get their first road win of the season. But you're right. I mean, all week long, I haven't felt right because the Chargers are going to be pissed off. It's the same thing with Atlanta last week. You knew they were pissed off, and I kind of overlooked it. I looked at it as, oh, it's going to be one of the easiest wins on the schedule. No, we got a team that wanted to, you know, hammer some things home after a awful display against the Carolina Panthers. Defensively, what do you do? Because Marshon Lattimore seems to be a liability.
Yeah, and he's good at talking. He's not as good at covering as he is talking. So, yeah, I don't know, man. They got to get a lot better defensively. DQ, obviously, being a defensive guy. And they're banged up on the defensive side as well. So, hopefully, they can get some strides. I thought they played well against Vegas for the most part in that game. And then the Giants week, I was starting to buy into this defense. But that might have just been how bad Russell Wilson was.
Well, it's tough to know because we said this earlier this week. Four games into the season, anybody, anywhere, anytime from last year, right? That awesome motto has turned into anybody, anytime, only at Northwest Stadium. They only play well at home.
Yeah.
Four games into the season. Would you bet on Washington +3.5 as the spread?
I would not.
Oof.
As much as a homer, I would. But I just, like, we're going cross country here. You know you're going to get Harbaugh's best shot. Herbert is playing really well this year. I will say they will have more fans at the game than the Chargers. Chargers fans don't even exist out there. So, we saw it last night with the Niners taking over that stadium. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope they go in there and win, but I don't really have a good feeling about this game with Daniels coming back being a little bit rusty.
So we'll give out your best bets in college football, but we mentioned the Commanders. You would not bet on them. We do this segment every Friday, the NFL Certified Game of the Week on AWOD Radio.
This is AWOD Certified Game of the Week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game!
Launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
So there are actually, it feels like, more duds this week than three-star games. Last week was filled with three-star games, and we got a three-star Thursday night football game, that is for sure. But Vikings-Browns is not one that I'm excited to get up for to watch them in London. If it was Shedeur Sanders, maybe. Not a big Dylan Gabriel guy. Raiders-Colts is kind of awful. Giants-Saints is one of the worst games of the weekend. Cowboys-Jets might actually be even worse. Broncos-Eagles is interesting, but it's not my certified game of the week. Dolphins-Panthers, two desperate teams. I'm not desperate to watch that. Texans-Ravens, two teams that might be even more desperate for a win, but I don't think it's going to be a great game. I actually think the Ravens are going to be in some real trouble here with the injury to Lamar. Titans-Cardinals, no thank you. Bucks-Seahawks, that is a three-star game right there, but it's not going to be my certified game of the week. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Stubby. I'm going with Kansas City going to Jacksonville. What? The 2-2 Chiefs? Yes, because Patrick Mahomes is playing like himself again, I believe, after that bounce-back spot and a big win against the Baltimore Ravens. And we have to give Jacksonville and Liam Cohen credit. They have been one of the terrific offenses in the NFL 4 weeks into the season. Trevor Lawrence seems to have, you know, kind of been re-energized. Travis Etienne Jr. has been a top-five running back. They're four in the NFL in rushing yards. And they've got receivers on the outside. And, oh, yeah, Travis Hunter seems to getting more and more involved slowly and steadily on the offensive side of the ball. That's going to be my certified game of the week on Monday Night Football. What do you think about that, Stubby?
I am actually very much inclined to agree. This Jacksonville team has been super fun to watch. Last week, the Chiefs were super fun to watch. This is going to be a good offensive matchup. I think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns. And, yeah, both teams are showing up. I think this is a good pick.
Yeah. Would you go with this one, or would you go Bucks-Seahawks? That's the only other one that I was really looking at. Mac.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking south. I like this one, man. Jacksonville, I'm with you. Lawrence is playing well. Coming in at 3-1, and you know the Swifties are going to be excited with the new album dropping last night.
You know what? That's another factor I haven't thought of.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. All right. That is my certified NFL game of the week. I am going to pick the Chiefs to go to Jacksonville and get the win. But I will not touch the Chiefs -3.5 because I do think this game will come down to a field goal. I think this will be one of the games that we looked at from last year. Like, how did the Chiefs win 17 straight one-score games? I think they're going to win this one like 27-24. Field goal from Harrison Butker. It goes, and they get back above 500, a place that they belong at 3-2. Do you have any NFL bets that you want to give out before we move over to college football, Mac?
I like the Panthers at home. I'm going to keep fading the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And they're off the short week. Tyreek Hill's out. I like them, and you know I always like to fade the Cowboys. That was a max effort last weekend.
Mm.
I think the Jets are going to beat them. I think the Jets are going to finally get their first win, and I'll take the 2.5 with the Jets.
See, that's an interesting battle because Jets, Aaron Glenn was brought in for defense. Cowboys have had a top-five offense so far this season. I mean, have you been impressed with Dak? I'm usually a Dak hater, and I'm, like, bowing down to him right now.
Dak's been really good. I mean, the Cowboys' offense is really good. That defense is just bad.
Yeah.
CD's out, but Pickens slides right in. If only they had a pass rusher to maybe get after the quarterback, or if they didn't trade one.
Yeah, one named Michael would be pretty good, right?
Exactly.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, what'd you say Mac's record was last week? You said he was nearly perfect, right?
Yeah, he went 6-1 last week. Seven picks, but there was only one miss, so it was a great week.
Well, you know what? I'll double up the units for this weekend. University Drive with Moneyline Mac coming up next here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, we're going to bring Logan Paulson on at 2 p.m., the Commanders' tight end. I'm going to give you a chance to re-listen to my Phil Martelli Jr. interview, the head coach of VCU Hoops. See if it sounds different after the Rams were picked to finish first place in the A-10. I don't think the A-10 has ever had a first-year coach be picked first in the preseason poll. That just shows you the respect for this program and the athletic director, Ed McLaughlin. Moneyline Mac with us here as we call it University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, so, Mac, you were nearly perfect last week. You're up some units for the season. So if people are listening right now, this is when you bring out your pen and your notepad.
Oh, yeah.
And you take some notes if you want to splash some cash this weekend. Let's start with your three best bets.
So three best bets. I will go to College Park. Maryland is undefeated.
Yeah. Coach Locks.
I'm taking Washington. We've seen, I'm laying the points. How many times have we seen this with Maryland? Maryland September is different from Maryland October and November. So
they have one of the best September records under the Locksley ever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then they still have not done anything in the months that matter.
Exactly. And I think it continues here. Young quarterbacks playing really well, Malik Washington. But I like Damon Williams and company. That game got away from them in the second half against Ohio State. But I didn't think they played poorly. So I'm gonna lay the points. I see it's at 5.5 right now with Washington. I think they get right on the offensive side of the football. Another one I like, I'm going to fade another undefeated team out there in Laramie, a.k.a. Lairdice. UNLV, 4-0 with Dan Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen those teams go out there to the mountains in Wyoming. Wyoming's a short home dog here, 3.5. I think they pick them off here and end the undefeated streak here for UNLV. It'll be cold, windy. That favors the home team. And then I am going to go to everybody's favorite game of the day, a great rivalry. You were at the game. Florida State got stormed on. I think they're gonna return the favor and knock off Miami now.
Whoa.
A little zigzag.
Will they storm the field if a top 20 team's beats number 3 at home?
I don't think that they'll storm there just because it's such a historic rivalry.
Yeah.
If it's some chaotic ending, maybe they'll storm it. I see Florida State's getting 4.5. I'll grab the +4.5. I think they're going to win the game outright and knock off the Canes.
I am a big fan of Deuce Robinson. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of flack because he did bobble and then drop the game-tying pass against UVA, but he also got open whenever he wanted to get open. He's going to be a big-time NFL prospect. I don't hate that pick at all. They will have to pick off Carson Beck, I think, to win this game.
Yeah.
They'll have to create a turnover.
And this is Miami's first road game. They've played every game. I know they've looked unbelievable, but it's different when you hit the road in college football. We see it week after week. Florida State looked unbeatable, and then they hit the road in Charlottesville. I think we get an entertaining one in Tallahassee. Such a great rivalry between those two.
Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt against Alabama. I mean, you look at the line right there. I'm dying for you to tell me that you're taking Vanderbilt +10.5.
I have seen so many people flip their tune, like saying Vandy's a fraud. Now everybody's taking Vandy. I'm going to roll tide here.
Oh!
This is a revenge game. Remember,
yeah,
they stormed the field. They carried the goalposts into the river.
And they can't afford to lose this game because they've already had a bad defeat.
Exactly. And Alabama under DeBoer, yeah, they have laid eggs as double-digit favorites, but all those games have been on the road. They're pretty good in Tuscaloosa. So I think Alabama opens it up. I think they get the revenge. I think they blow them out.
All right. What is your favorite game of the weekend? Is there one that you're really looking forward to? I don't know that – I mean, the Miami-Florida State one's like the big one. I don't know that there's really a marquee matchup outside of that.
I was going to say, it definitely is Florida State in Miami, just because of how historic that rivalry is. And we haven't seen these two ranked at the same time in forever, so it's good to get them back. Another one that I would say is kind of an under-the-radar game, it's Big Noon. Iowa State undefeated going to Cincinnati, who only has that one loss on opening night against Nebraska. Matt Campbell, Rocco Becht is an underdog. I'll take the 1.5. I think they'll go to Cincinnati and find a way and stay undefeated. Iowa State's America's team. Everybody loves Rocco Becht and Matt Campbell.
All right, let's go to the local schools here. We'll start with Virginia, who's in the top 25 after their big home win against Florida State, led by Chandler Morris. Can they go to Louisville and win that one?
I think they can. I don't think Virginia is fool's gold. Their only loss being at NC State in a game. I thought they controlled that game and just gave it away late. Louisville under Jeff Brohm is not really good as a favorite. He's a great underdog coach. The last couple years they've played, that those bad Virginia teams under Tony Elliott have been one-score games. Now he actually has a really good team. I think they're right there to win this game outright. I'll take the, 6.5 or 7? Is there a 7 out there? Yeah.
So, if Virginia wins this game, how bright could their future be for this season? This was this is probably the hardest game left on their schedule.
They could get to the ACC championship game because that NC State game is not a conference loss.
Right.
And the path is right there. Clemson's already got two losses. If Florida State knocks off Miami, then Miami would have a loss. Virginia, I think, is alive and well to get to Charlotte. And the other team in Virginia might be, too.
I mean, I was going to say it because everything is still on the table until you lose an ACC game. And Virginia Tech is at home against a Wake team that's going to be pissed off because they should have beat Georgia Tech. But Virginia Tech has been able to run the ball with Tarion Stewart now, changing the head coaches.
Yeah, the coaching changes everything. I think Montgomery's a good head coach, and I like the Hokies again this week. I'll lay the 6 points with them. I think that was a dream crusher game for Wake. That was such a max effort. They were up 17. This is also Wake Forest's first true road game, to my point earlier. I think the Hokies will win by double digits. I like the trajectory they're on under Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it feels like we all should have seen this coming, that they get a guy that had head coaching experience in the past, and then they win a one-score game. Pry, he just made either a time management issue or his players had a penalty when they shouldn't have got one. Too many things that went wrong, and they lost 12 straight one-score games.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was so predictable, and how many wins does Montgomery need to get the job, you think?
I mean, I don't think that's possible, just because they've put a committee together that includes Bruce Arians, Bud Foster, right, Eddie Royal. I mean, you mentioned UNLV coach. I've seen his name in reports as well, and how cool would that be if he brought Calandria with him and they play UVA at the end of the season. But, yeah, I mean, if he gets to the ACC championship game, what would that be? Seven wins?
I think
he's probably keeping the job.
It means he would have went 8-1 probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
But when they made the change, I was upset because I said, keep it for one more week because then you have the mass exodus, right, with the rule of your coach is there for 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But they changed, and it seems to have worked out because they got momentum against Wofford, and the players that stayed are committed to rewriting their own history, as Montgomery said. When you haven't played an ACC game yet, you still have everything to play for. And
Absolutely. They
felt like when the season began that they had a good enough team to compete in the ACC. You make a coaching change, that doesn't change anything.
Yeah. And they thought they were good enough last year, and they lost all those one-score games. I think it's just more of a reflection on Pry at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, any more bets you want to give out here on the college ranks? I know we haven't talked about your boys who are playing Friday Night Lights in Utah against BYU.
Yeah, heavy dog here. 20.5 I'm seeing right now. Of course I'm going to take my Mountaineers. I think this is the healthiest West Virginia has been since the Backyard Brawl when they beat Pitt. They get Ty Edwards back at the running back position. Khalil Wilkins is making his first start and got to play with the first team all week. BYU's off two hard road games against ECU and Colorado. I think it's a sleepy spot for BYU here. So I'll take the points. I won't give out the money line, even though I'll be rooting for the money line tonight, plus 850.
All right, let's get your take on Heisman contenders here going into October football.
This is this award, if you just blindly bet all the long shots, you're looking good, because who was the favorite? Arch. He's been horrible this year. Mateer was actually looking like the guy that was going to run away with it, but then he gets injured. He's going to miss a month. Lagway at Florida. Speaking of Florida and Texas tomorrow, both those quarterbacks have been complete disappointments, and even Sellers at South Carolina has been a little bit up and down. And Drew Aller, of course, has underperformed as well at Penn State. I would probably go with Dante Moore at Oregon at this point, or if Diego Pavia goes into Alabama tomorrow, I think you have to seriously start considering Pavia.
What if Beck just rolls past Florida State? Is he then the leader?
Good call. I would say Beck and Moore are the two front runners right now, because you also got to be good and you got to have big games on the schedule in November where everybody overreacts to the last 3-4 weeks every year.
There's another candidate in the ACC that we have not mentioned. I want to see if you'll pull it. He got a big win early in the season over who was the Heisman candidate in the ACC.
I was going to say Castellanos, but they laid an egg last week.
Haynes King.
Haynes King could be there, yeah, at Georgia Tech. Do they? They do play Georgia at the end of the year. If they could beat Georgia, yeah, Haynes King.
If they beat Georgia and he's got a win over Clemson and Klubnik on his record,
yeah.
I mean, and they're a college football playoff team?
Yeah.
Right?
Are you excited for Clemson, Carolina tomorrow?
No. No, not at all. Really. I'm kind of over the Bill Belichick show already.
Yeah, the whole Jordan thing is weird at this point. I'm laying it with Clemson. I think Clemson wins out, actually. So yeah. I'll lay the 14 there.
I mean, it was the blowout loss to UCF when I was like, well,
yeah,
he hasn't made that much of a difference yet.
Yep, I'm with you. It's been a dumpster fire. Dabo does this every year. They're terrible in September. Then they roll in October, November.
Mac, we got to run. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, AWOD. Go Skins.
We'll take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. Got the high school football broadcast game of the week. Hokie Steve will be back on the call with Coach Gary Criswell. College football, big games coming up this weekend. Virginia Tech homecoming in Blacksburg. UVA was at home and took down Florida State. The game that was heard, it felt like around the world. Well, now they go to Louisville to take on a tough Cardinals team there. So big games locally, and for the Commanders, they go to L.A. to take on the Chargers on Friday. So we close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night and over the weekend here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
So I'll start with the college football, and I really am believing in Coach Tony Elliott now, and Chandler Morse and the Hoos, who are top 25, ranked in at number 24 with a 4-1 record. That's the first time in the top 25 under Tony Elliott. They've now won three straight games in which the offense has scored 46 or more points. And as a whole, the offense in all four wins has scored 46 or more points. They are moving the football like we have not seen the Cavaliers do before. It has been unbelievable. And it all, I think most of the credit belongs to Chandler Morse, who is one of the coolest stories in the history of the transfer portal. I'm telling you guys, it's not being talked enough. Good for Chandler Morse. He got on SportsCenter Saturday morning after the win on Friday. But I just think I need to tell this kid's story once again because it really is inspiring, all right? He grew up with his dad, Chad Morse, who is a football coach, and ended up working with Dabo Sweeney at Clemson. And well, what happens after that, right? His dad moves on to get a new job, and his son follows him to Oklahoma, and he ends up finishing high school as one of the top high school recruits, won MVP of his high school conference there, and goes to Oklahoma. As a true freshman in Oklahoma, he only completed 5 passes the entire year. And he was pissed off, and at the end of the year, he said, I'm going to look for an opportunity. I'm going to go to TCU. And he was on the TCU team with Max Dugan, who led them to the college football national championship game. And they were the runners up there. And he's behind a starter. All right, so he sits, he waits his time. And then 2023, he is announced as the starter and has a great game and then got hurt. And in December, he announced he was going to enter the transfer portal once again. And he assigns with North Texas. And this move was all about an opportunity to go out there and put great film on tape. And he had one of the most fantastic seasons that North Texas has ever seen at the quarterback position. And he was basically the player of the year in the American. He was awesome in that year. And after the season, he entered the transfer portal again. And you're probably like, why? This kid's transferring so much. Well, he's looking for an opportunity to put great film on tape to then get NFL calls, right? And wouldn't we all want that? And so I think it's inspirational that he was at a high level at Oklahoma, was at a high level at TCU, took a step down in North Texas for playing time, and then got an opportunity to take a step back up in competition to a P4 and announce that he will be transferring to UVA and he'll be teaming up with his dad's buddy, Tony Elliott, who was on the staff with Dabo Sweeney at Clemson when his football career kind of began, right? So I think this is a really inspirational story, and Chandler Morse on the season has been terrific. 1,279 yards, 10 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. The interceptions have kind of come in bunches. He's a gunslinger. He will take shots downfield, as seen by the fact that he has a long of a 75-yard pass for a touchdown and also a 48-yard pass for a touchdown. And almost every week, he's going to have a 20-plus-yard touchdown pass. He takes shots downfield, and the Hoos also have terrific receivers that I probably slept on, a lot of people slept on this offseason. They have come in and just made some really good plays. They have this mesh zone-type play in which it just seems like every time they run it, somebody gets open. Trell Harris has been terrific. Cam Ross as well. Dakota Twitty has gotten open. Jamari Taylor's been their lead running back, and he's been terrific this season. And so you're looking at a Virginia team that absolutely has what seems like a top 20 offense in the national in college football. And they're of a top 25 record at 24. I'm just shocked about how many stops they've gotten defensively when they need them to. And so that's been really fun. And I'm expecting them to go to Louisville and get a win. Over to Virginia Tech, who is trying to defend Lane Stadium against Wake Forest. And the Coach Montgomery era has gotten off to a good start because of Terrion Stewart. And yes, Kyron Drones has played much better. But Terrion Stewart this season has gotten an opportunity in the last few weeks and really shined. And against NC State, he had 174 yards. NC State had a couple of good running backs. Terrion Stewart was the best running back on the field by far, including an 85-yard touchdown that he ripped to the house in that game. So with him at back, I do think that you can absolutely pound the rock here and stay in games. And this is going to come down to complementary football. Can the Hokies get defensive stops, no special teams mistakes? And I think if all that happens, we're going to have a one-score game in the fourth quarter. And you know what will happen there? Hopefully, Coach Philip Montgomery will use his coaching experience that haunted Coach Pry during his tenure at Virginia Tech and will secure a one-score victory. I think it's going to be a close game because Wake played really well last week. They've got a talented back in Claiborne and, you know, a decent defense as well. So I'm expecting Virginia Tech to win, but to win a nail-biter for homecoming at home in Blacksburg. Let's get to the Washington Commanders and our keys to victory and pathway to success. The first key for Washington to go to L.A. and defeat the Chargers, that's the key to the car. On the road, to get in the car, you have to drive the football, right? And so I've said this earlier. I need Jaden over 34 yards. I need that trend to continue of when the quarterback runs for 34 or more yards. We have 11-3 record. But I'm calling for 150 yards of total rushing offense. That's Jaden. That's Chris Rodriguez Jr. I picked up in fantasy. That's Bill, Jeremy McNichols, Jaden, and Deebo Samuel. I need 150 yards of total rushing offense. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. We got to be able to pound the rock. We have to be able to pound the rock and keep our defense off the field. Controlling time of possession will be a key as well. Key number two is the key to the house, and you are on the road in their house. Well, you know what? Your house key still works if you don't beat yourself. All right? That's less penalties than the Chargers. We've played four games on the season. Washington has had more penalties than the opponent three of the four times. Only the Packers game did the Packers make more mistakes in terms of laundry on the field than Washington. We have had too many false starts, defensive holds, pass interference penalties, offensive holding. Cannot beat ourselves. The Chargers are a good fundamental football team run by Harbaugh. They're going to want to run the ball. That's going to be a big part of their offense. They're going to want to not make any mistakes. We've got to be safe with that. And then the third key is the key to the safe where you collect all the cash in this safe. You need this key to win that game. And I think we need to win the turnover battle. My third key to victory is to win the turnover battle. And that could be just a fourth down stop and Washington being successful on their fourth downs. Let's get back to Washington being historic on fourth down. That was a big reason why we were so successful last season. Drives continued. And, oh, yeah, fourth down continued and then ended up in the end zone. Pathway to success. No missed field goals from Matt Gay. Jaden Daniels to have less sacks than Justin Herbert. And I'm going to say this. First half of the game here. To get the rust off of Jaden Daniels, we're going to need some explosive plays. And maybe that's just a screen pass to Deebo Samuel, and he takes it 60 yards, right? Like, we need Jaden to get the ball out of his hands quick and see it be a successful pass, a completion, a guy makes someone miss, and it's an explosive play. And then he'll start to have confidence. Because if I'm Jaden Daniels and I'm going into this game, I'm throwing the ball to Deebo Samuel and Zach Ertz, and that might be it. Because I haven't seen Jalen Lane make the big play when I throw it to him. I haven't seen Chris Moore make the big play when I throw it to him. I haven't seen Tay Martin. I'm going to the guys that I trust. And so that's why I think it's going to be heavy Deebo. We need a better game from Zach Ertz. He just has not found his rhythm that he did last year. He's going to be a red zone target all season long, but can we get him the ball from the 20 to the 20 on third downs to help move the chains here? There were a few times where he was open and Mariota just couldn't get him the ball because there was pressure in his face against the Atlanta Falcons. But I think Washington will go to L.A. and get a road victory because Jaden Daniels will make his return. With Jaden Daniels in at the offense, I think we'll score 27 points, and I'm hoping the defense can limit the Chargers to 20. 27-20, Washington squeaks out a victory from L.A. and returns home with an above 500 record of 3-2, as next week they will take on the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football. Put it all on the line. You got an extra day of rest. For Stubb, running the ones and twos, I'm AWOD. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Grant and Danny are coming up next.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.